Happy Monday, everybody out there. Hope you had a good weekend. Hope you can tell the difference between the week and the week. It's going to be a busy week, news-wise, and so let's get started. The main podcast, just as a heads up, the main podcast might go on Tuesday morning. We're working on something instead of Wednesday morning. We're working on something. It might have to go out Tuesday, so keep an eye on that. I'll let people know, so we might move it up a day. We'll see what breaks. A few things kicking around. Expect another busy week on True Pundit. Okay, so this video podcast also going out on patreon.com/truepundit. People want to help support us over there. You can also watch the video podcast of these news pain in the morning news breaks every Monday through Friday. We just began. I guess if we go with the main. Yeah, if we go with the main podcast on Tuesday, then we'll just do one podcast. We'll have to figure that out. We'll play it by ear. First news story. China dramatically revises corona death toll. Yeah, right. While coronavirus is previously believed to have originated in a wet market in the Wuhan at the end of last year, new research suggests it actually came from further south and began spreading among humans as early as September 2019. I thought it didn't spread among humans. Didn't China say that? Oh, it doesn't spread among humans. Uh-huh. It started infecting and spreading among humans between September 13th and December 7th. They're talking about further south in China, not Wuhan. Not further south as in Thailand or Australia, but in China. By counting the various mutations of the virus, they were able to get closer to figuring out when the first human was infected by the strain closest to a virus spread among bats. Look, whether the virus came from Wuhan lab or a bat, that's still up in the air, right? I think the bottom line is this study proves that China lied even further about the origin location. And instead of, you know, sitting on it for 2 or 3 weeks or 5 weeks, they sat on it for 3 months. I think that's basically what I'm taking away from this story. After you strip away, we strip away a lot of the crap and get to the meat of these stories. Second headline. Why Michael Savage is blasting Sean Hannity and the right-wing media on the coronavirus. Huh, maybe Mike Savage has been listening to my show. I'm spilling water over my plate. So, I know they flagged this for me downstairs, so to speak, so that I... maybe get a rise out of me, but quote, the pimps, unquote, and the right-wing media who tell you what you want to hear, they are intellectual dwarfs. These are quotes. And science illiterates, Savage says, who spent weeks downplaying the threat from the coronavirus epidemic and accusing President Donald Trump's opponents of exaggerating it to hurt him politically. Savage reminds people of his credentials, a PhD in training in epidemiology. I know the fact that he was one of the few voices in conservative media who had warned them all along. Savage has attacked the credibility of the conservative media, accused its biggest stars of being too rote and unthinking in their defense of the president, and demanded that they be held accountable for misleading millions of Americans. We're living, quote, we're living in a terrible time in America, where truth has died, Savage said. Quote, how can we let our side be called on the carpet? How can we not let our side be called on the carpet when they lie to the people, unquote. Yeah, it's kind of similar things that I've been saying, but unfortunately there's no such thing as being quote unquote called onto the carpet in the media. During one program in early March, for instance, Savage asked why anyone would continue to believe that the virus was being hyped by the president's enemies when Trump himself was taking aggressive steps to slow its spread. Referring to the president, Savage fumed, is it because he doesn't know how much, he doesn't know as much as Sean Hannity does? Is it because he doesn't study at the same medical college as Dr. Limbaugh? Savage is, he's probably more sour than I am on a lot of things. Quote, do you understand the danger you're in by listening to these people and just following them blindly over a cliff? Unquote. He implored his audience. Yeah, I've said the same thing. It's good to hear by Savage. The guy's in the Radio Hall of Fame and he's been around. And I mean, it's he was one of the first guys to attack Fauci too. And everybody was like, ooh, no, listen to Fauci. Listen to Fauci. Listen, come on, really? Now look at it. It's like open season on the ferret, Fauci. So it's interesting to read that from Savage, who's been around. This is kind of creepy. Headline, Secret National Guard Unit Ready to Enforce Martial Law in Washington, D.C. Report Newsweek purports to prove that the Pentagon lied. In reality, a 10,000-soldier-strong National Guard unit has been deployed to the Capitol area with a secret assignment to enforce martial law in Washington, D.C. and help evacuate lawmakers and top government officials if things go south. You know, it's funny. If you remember, this is another shameless plug, but that's one of the reasons we're here doing this in the first place. If you are a member of Patreon.com/TruePundit. I think it was like 6 weeks ago. I sent the subscribers a note saying, yo, these guys are gearing up like the National Guard and they're going to be doing stuff. So, you know, you should get out. And because we got notified by people we know that are in the Guard. They're being deployed. I said, so, you know, you should probably go out and load up on some meat or something and stock your pantry. And within a week and a half after that, there were a lot of problems at the grocery store. That's when the problem started. But I'm not taking credit for it. I just gave these folks a heads up saying, hey, get out there now if you haven't been out there. And I got a lot of positive feedback from people who appreciated the heads up. So sometimes I put out these little caveats on Patreon that I wouldn't put out to the masses, so to speak, on Twitter, just because it's really too busy. And then, you know, if something goes wrong or you're not 100% right, here come all the naysayers with the torches. They're ready to burn you at the stake. God forbid you try to help somebody out there. Members of the Illinois 106th Aviation Battalion called up the soldiers along with several Black Hawk helicopters shipped out of Decatur, Illinois, Army last month. The unit has been assigned a bevy of unfamiliar tasks, including evacuating officials, lawmakers, and members of the judiciary. Let's try that again. Okay. Including evacuating officials, lawmakers, and members of the judiciary aboard the 106th Aviation Regiment helicopters. Hey, don't kid yourself. The beautiful people in Washington are spending a lot of money to make sure if the shit hits the fan, they could sneak out of town unscathed. And they know you better sneak your ass out of town. They know. America's at their wit's end with these people. We'll just leave it at that. Unlike the guardsmen activated under Title 32 orders, under gubernatorial control but paid for the by the federal government, the soldiers of the 106th were activated under Title 10 orders. Strict federal duty, as if they were going to be shipped off to Afghanistan or Iraq. Except in this case, the battlefield is Washington, D.C. That's what we said. That's what we said to people about 6 weeks ago. And it goes on and on and on. You should, I don't know where that was. That was from Newsweek. If the shit really does hit the fan, the contingency measures might not even be of much help. No one wants to talk evacuation, especially when there's nowhere to go, said one purportedly senior military official who was working on continuity of government planning. Yeah, where are you going to go? I'm sure they'll figure out somewhere. Maybe they can go to Nancy Pelosi's kitchen and get some fucking ice cream. What a scam. New headline, coronavirus antibody testing finds Bay Area infections may be 85 times higher than reported. Bay Area meaning California, San Francisco. Team of researchers in California found that the number of coronavirus cases in one county may actually be up to 85 times higher than what health officials have tallied, and say their data may help better estimate the virus's true fatality rate. I tell you, I was on the phone all day today talking to people. It's Sunday, and going into Monday. It's actually, I think it's Monday now. And it's going to be one of those weeks. I'm already like brain dead on a Sunday. Usually you try to kick back with the family and stuff, but it's like pedal to the metal with the stuff. So if I'm fumbling around reading and I sound like a second grader, I apologize. Okay. Coronavirus, blah, 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 blah. Headline, antiviral. Someone is pounding. That sound like that guy on MSNBC. Remember Lawrence O'Donnell? Stop the hammering. Now I know how he feels. Oh, man. I don't know if you guys can hear that, but no idea what goes on in this place. It's 24/7. Antiviral drug remdesivir prevents COVID-19 progression in monkeys. This is out of Israel. This is a story. Anything with monkeys, you know, it reminds me of Drudge. He's always talking about monkeys and sex robots. The guy is like, guy needs a therapist. That's what he needs. If he's even running the site, whoever's still running the site is still infatuated with monkeys and sex robots, and hopefully not in the same story. Headline, influential coronavirus model reduces Florida's projected deaths by 70%. This is interesting. The Murray model, developed by scientists out of the University of Washington and repeatedly cited by White House officials over the course of the pandemic, come on. Throwing that word around like it's takeout pizza, had earlier this week projected 4,700 deaths from the coronavirus through August. On Friday, the scientists in charge of the model sharply downgraded those estimates, now projecting 1,300 deaths over the course of spring and summer. This is just in Florida. That's a pretty big downgrade when you go from 4,700 to 1,300. These models they used look worse than, I'm not going to say it. this is some of the worst models I've ever seen. 71% total reduction is what it is in the number of expected death. Comes from experts and pundits predicted a catastrophic death toll from Florida relatively with a relatively late stay-at-home order. It's, oh, there's going to be problems. There's going to be a lot of deaths because DeSantis didn't close it down on time. Well, it turns out 71% less than what these dummies thought. You're probably still not allowed to go anywhere in Florida. They opened up a beach down there. It's probably like in Jaws when the mayor was walking around telling people, get in the water. Come on, Larry, get in the water with the grandkids. Remember the mayor of Shark City? That maniac, that chain-smoking maniac. What are we at here? 16 minutes, baby. Nice. Shocking report shows half the homeless at Boston shelter tested positive for COVID-19, but none had symptoms. That's interesting. After a cluster of cases involving residents of South Boston homeless shelter, also known as Southie, to anybody who's been had their lights punched out up there. You play hockey up in Southie, you know, you take the kids up from Philly and they're playing kids from Southie. You better know how to take and throw a punch before you leave the house, or it's going to be a long road trip. Massachusetts public health officials tested every resident of the Pine Street shelter in Boston's South End. Of 397 people tested, 146 people tested positive. Not a single one had any symptoms. Yeah, we were talking about punches. It was, quote, it was a like a double knockout punch. The number of positives was shocking, but the fact that 100% of the positives had no symptoms was equally shocking, said Dr. Jim O'Connell, president of the Boston Healthcare for the Homeless Program. Another Irishman running wild in Boston. Oh, a lot of troublemakers out in Worcester. Or for anybody from down south, Worcester. Go up to Boston and ask him, how do I get to Worcester? After they relieve you of your wallet, they'll tell you. It's like going to New York and saying, hey, where's Houston Street at? Does anybody know where Houston Street is? Or Greenwich Village. How do I get to Greenwich Village? Some kind of Greenwich Village. Do I take a left on Houston? It's like, yeah, give me your wallet and your car keys, and we'll show you how to get there. Headline, Massachusetts researchers tested people on the street for coronavirus antibodies. One-third had them. So a lot of action up in Mass. Last week, researchers with the Massachusetts General Hospital took blood samples from 200 Chelsea residents, and 64 were found to have antibodies in the immune system to fight the coronavirus. The 200 who allowed themselves to get tested appeared healthy to researchers. Half the participants said they had at least one coronavirus symptom in the past month, meaning they probably had COVID-19 but didn't even realize it because they didn't even get sick. Killer pandemic. Run for the hills. Antibody tests conducted in other states have shown and given important insight into the coronavirus. Early results from antibody testing in Colorado suggest the fatality rate of the virus is far lower than currently reported. Unless you asked Dr. Fauci and the idiots on the dais in the White House. These guys. It's like a B movie. It's like watching 2 a.m. used to come home after, you know, I had a couple pops as a youngster when we had three channels and they had Dennis Weaver on Terror on the Beach. It seemed to be the only movie they ever licensed on like ABC, Channel 6 in Philly. God damn it, Weaver's running from these punks again on the beach. Stand up for yourself, Weaver. Anyway, next headline, loophole. This is the big one. I think we'll end on this one for the day. This is is incredible. This is for all you folks out there who haven't gotten your $1,200 check, who are not going to get your $1,200 check, and you're not going to get your SBA loan. And you damn well know it's not coming. You either don't qualify, didn't apply on time, didn't file taxes on time last year. Just not one of the important people here that gets a $1,200 a month. Headline, loopholes in Corona aid could send taxpayer cash to foreign workers. Oh, folks. Loopholes in Congress's $2 trillion coronavirus relief package could end up sending U.S. taxpayer funds to foreign workers in countries such as, you ready for this? China and Mexico. Chinese workers are going to get paid, but you're not. The CARE Act, the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act, it probably took $2 million to come up with the name. Nancy Pelosi stuck some aide's head in the freezer for 2 hours, and they came up with the name. She came out with a tub of ice cream in her teeth. The CARES Act, fails to place safeguards on how U.S. commercial airline carriers spend the $50 billion they receive to aid with the cost of maintaining their fleets. Many carriers rely on cheaper overseas facilities for their maintenance needs. That's good. Hey, we got a problem on engine 6 here in LaGuardia. We'll have to fly to China to get it repaired. Where's the flight going? It's going to Buffalo. Fuck them. Say a prayer, St. Anthony and St. Jude. If they get there, then we'll fly this bird to Mexico or China and get it fixed. And let's give these idiots $50 billion too while we're down here on Main Street starving. No one's taking a goddamn flight. What do these idiots need $50 billion for? Guidance on the stimulus money issued by the Treasury Department to not place restrictions on how this cash is used, raising concerns that American aviation workers who have been furloughed during the coronavirus pandemic will not benefit from the billions of dollars set aside for their industry. Of course not. U.S. Airways and Southwest contract with firms based in El Salvador, while Delta employs a Mexico-based facility and United Airlines repairs its planes in China. I'm starting a new airline, Schwinn Airlines, where you get on a bike and you pedal to where you're going. You don't got to worry about getting killed by some foreign idiot. It's malfeasance because the U.S. companies are too busy doing stock buybacks to have their planes maintained and repaired in the United States. How are these people allowed to fly all over the world and get their planes repaired? That doesn't seem... Congress ensured that U.S.-based medical manufacturers are given priority funding over manufacturers based in China. Safeguards in the bill mandate that mid-sized businesses that receive funding do not outsource jobs for at least 2 years after repaying the government loan. The Trump administration could still implement new rules forcing the airlines to rely on U.S.-based companies. So the airlines get a loophole. Other companies in the U.S., if you take the money, you got to hire back your U.S. workers. The airlines, they get to pay whoever they want. Who's somebody's quoted here. How many of these news stories are written? I think they're written by a robot. The CARE Act is all about saving American jobs. Yet there's a real likelihood that airlines could accept this taxpayer-backed relief, then turn around and pay foreign companies and workers to service their planes overseas while at the same time thousands of American aircraft maintenance workers lose their jobs and the American firms they work for risk going out of business, said industry aviation industry folks. Said one aviation industry source who would speak only on the background about the ongoing situation. About, put your name out there. This isn't, this is basic information. Yeah, this is economics 101, business 101. The guy is like, he's in a parking garage, like deep throat, talking about airlines. He's got a wrench in his back pocket, and he's got a one back pocket. He's got the puke bag in the other one, and the card on what to do in case the plane goes down, where your flotation device is. Thankfully, the Trump administration still has the authority to prevent this from happening. But I think they only have a couple days to do that. Additional guidance to airlines seeking relief in the days and weeks ahead. They're trying to get information like this to the White House, but they can't. Wow. So, there you have it. Money going out of the country. The airline. We're giving these people $50 billion. For what? For what? No one's flying. And why didn't you save your money anyhow? Like, what I understand is, and we'll end on this because it's been 26 minutes. We have the people in the government lecturing us. You people out there should have saved. You should have had 2 or 3 months in reserve. You people don't know how to manage your money. There wouldn't be a financial crunch if you guys had saved your money. And you guys, what about the companies? I mean, the banks and these airlines are getting bailed out. After like 2 weeks or 3 weeks, they were bitching about not having money. Where's all your money? Every time there's a problem, they want a bailout. The banks were like, we're going to need a bailout. Why? It's been 12 years since you got bailed out last time. You couldn't put that money away on the profits for a rainy day? Didn't you learn anything in 2008? Yeah, they did. They learned that they got bailed out 100 cents on the dollar. And we paid it. And you paid it. Anyway. Again, if you want to support us out there, it's patreon.com/truepundit. And we'll either be back tomorrow with another episode of Pain in the Morning where we do the news, or we will drop the main podcast on Tuesday. I would expect some fireworks in this podcast as well, and some news, breaking news from that this week as well, just like last week's with Bobby Kennedy Jr. So we appreciate the support out there, and have a good week, and we will be grinding it out as time goes on. We'll let you know what's happening. Take care. God bless.